Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, Avery Williamson of the New York Jets. Avery, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Avery, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, you couldn't be doing that great because you didn't play last week. Are you ready? Are you playing this week?
I'm gonna be ready, man.
You're gonna play. You're definitely in against the Niners. There's no doubt. I'm gonna see 54 out there playing.
I'm gonna be in there.
All right.
Where did you suffer, or when did you suffer the hamstring issue?
It was a Saturday of Labor Day weekend, and it was crazy. It was just like, you know, I made it through camp and everything, it was solid, and it tightened up on me, you know, on just a conditioning run. You know, it was unexpected, and you know, just wasn't expecting to have an injury like that. You know. Just off of something wrong, you know, after making it through camp and everything. But, yeah, that's when it happened.
Was there a thought of you playing, and did it just diminish as you got closer to Sunday? What was the timeline on that?
I mean, yeah, it was definitely – I was planning on playing, but it just wasn't – just time wasn't on my side, you know. As it got closer, it just still wasn't where I wanted it to be. And, you know, I had to make a decision, you know, do I take a chance on – you know, playing this week, and, you know, if I might make it through, okay, but, you know, if I don't, then I can, run the risk of hurting it for, multiple weeks. So it was tough, man, because, you know, I was really looking forward to, you know, working hard and getting the game won, and didn't work out like I wanted to, but, just had to make that decision, you know, I feel like this week, you know, I'm definitely going to be, you know, ready to go.
You know, it would also be nice to see, like, the team actually be ready to go. I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, you know the kind of Jet fan I am. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted seeing the kind of garbage that we saw on Sunday. I mean, this team comes out, they did not look ready to play in any way, shape, or form. You know, penalties all over the place. Three and outs on the first three series. The first play of the game on a kickoff is a penalty. You know, we could go on and on. How about that? I mean, why did this team not look ready to play on Sunday, Avery?
It's a lot of things, you know, but you can make up every excuse, but at the end of the day, we worked hard all week, but just weren't prepared, and I don't know what it was, but just couldn't get in the rhythm offensively, made mistakes, special teams-wise, and you know, on the defense side of the ball, we just couldn't get out the field. And it definitely wasn't our best day at all. And, it definitely was disappointing because we really was working super hard, you know, for this first game. And to come up like that, it's definitely disheartening.
Were you at home watching the game on TV? How's that work when you hurt?
No, I was there.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I traveled with the team and everything, you know. That was actually the first time I traveled, you know, since last year. So it was good to just, you know, kind of get back in the groove of things. But, they allowed me to travel, which is good. And I'm definitely glad they let me do that.
Now, you haven't played a game yet for Greg Williams. I mean, when you played 2 years ago, it was still Todd Bowles and, you know, that whole group there. So what's been the difference that you see, you know, with Greg Williams as the coordinator, as opposed to what it was before him?
I mean, honestly, I'll probably just say, you know, a lot more feisty on sidelines. He's not too bad on game days though, but he'll get after you a little bit. The mentality of Greg Williams is coming at you, you know, blitzing, a lot of blitzes. I say that's the biggest difference. It's definitely an aggressive defense.
I wonder, and it scares me, that the guys who have been around, and you're one of them, you've been there, Jordan Jenkins, another one, that you almost just get so used to losing, and that it's tough to change the mentality. I know it's only 1 week into the season. You're there. What's the mentality of this team, especially on defense? Because there's been a lot of these losses over the last few years that a lot of you guys have had to experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we were talking yesterday just saying that, you know, what do we need to do to make it different? And because we don't want to fall into that same lapse as we did last year, you know, being 1-7. So we need to figure out what we need to do better. And, you know, it's something that we need to address in practice, make sure that we're practicing better, make sure we're better prepared, because a lot of mental mistakes that we had on the field, those things can be simply corrected. So, I mean, that's something we got to correct during the week. We got to correct during the week. So, you don't want to get used to losing. I mean, that's you know, I'm really expecting big things this year. So, that's something that I'll never get used to, and I hope nobody on this team gets used to, because, you know, if we're going to change the mentality, that's what we got to do, is make sure that we're addressing everything possible, you know, that we did wrong in the game, and try to correct it for this week.
How difficult, we're talking to Avery Williamson, how difficult is it? Because this is a whole new regime that you're with now. I mean, you know, it just goes back to what I was saying about Greg Williams. I mean, when you weren't brought here by Joe Douglas and Adam Gase. I mean, these guys did not bring you here. So how difficult has that been for you? You know, being almost an outsider to the regime. I mean, because we wondered for a long time. We talked about this last week, Avery. We wondered for a long time if you'd even be here this year, to be very honest with you. So how is that, you know, having to, you know, go into this different system than where, you know, what you actually, you know, signed with, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's an adjustment, you know. I didn't know how my future was going to be with the Jets this year. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just been handling myself, you know, as professional as possible, and going about my work, you know, just making sure I'm doing everything right every day. So at the end of the day, you can't control, you know, who's in the building, who's coaching or GM, but only thing I can do is control how I play. And I make sure that I'll be ready for Sunday to go out there and just make an impact. So, you know, that's what's going to be, that's the most important thing, I feel like, is how you play. And, man, if I go out there and just, you know, show people that I still got it, I feel like that's the most important thing.
We're talking Avery Williamson of the New York Jets. We talked last week about how it was going to feel without a crowd there. Now, you're on the sideline, so you're there. You're not playing. How was that experience being there at a stadium that's usually very loud and usually features a lot of, you know, probable curse words coming from the crowds? How was it in an empty stadium like that?
It was definitely weird, you know, just like coming out on the field at the beginning, you know, Buffalo ran out and they had the little thing. We actually ran out at the same time, but, you know, they had a little steam coming from the Bills, and, you know, just and nobody there. It's definitely weird. I mean, hearing the coaches across the field, you know, yelling and cussing at players, and, you know, it's just nobody there. So it definitely is a different experience. And, I mean, it's going to be like that in some stadiums that we go away games, and ours for all the home games. So it's definitely something that's, I mean, it's weird, but, I mean, we're going to have to get used to it for this year. Hopefully next year it's not going to be like this. But, yeah, it's not something that you definitely want to play, you know, play like this for the, you know, for a long time.
Avery, what's your – in Williams' defense now, and you're going to be on the field, and that's great because God knows this team needs all the help it can get. What is your role in this Greg Williams defense now?
See, I mean, just at the wheel position, I mean, it's going to be a lot of coverage situations. But, I mean, really the wheel is set up to make, you know, make a lot of plays. I mean, it's honestly, I like it. I was getting used to it last year, and I feel like I know the defense a lot better this year. And, I mean, it's a fun position. You know, there's a lot of opportunities to make run-throughs, and I feel like I can definitely show a different skill set of mine in this defense, you know, because I've played Mike my whole career, and now switching to the wheel position, it's definitely a little bit different, but I feel like it's good because it shows I can do both. But it's cool. I've actually been enjoying it a whole lot.
My assumption is you're going to be on some kind of, you know, quote-unquote pitch count because you haven't played in a year. You missed the first week. Is that your expectation?
Yeah, we'll see, you know, like how they're gonna do it. I'm just anxious to get in my groove, you know. That's the big thing. I don't know how they're gonna, you know, what they're gonna do, rotate me, but just hoping that, you know, I get in my groove, and that's the biggest thing. Just ready to make a play. You got to make a play.
They need you because most of the linebackers weren't very good on Sunday.
Yeah,
I mean, I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, they definitely need you, Avery. There's no question about that. I mean, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if we got the guys, we just got to play smarter. That's the thing. We got to play smarter. Too many mistakes.
Well, tell Harvey Lungy to make a tackle. How about that?
Hey, we'll get on this week.
Okay.
you know what else you could tell to make a tackle and maybe not make, you know, penalties? Would be Quinnen Williams. I mean, what do you think about this guy? I mean, this guy's another – here he is – third pick in a draft, whatever he was. I didn't think he was very good last year. I mean, you weren't around last year, but I didn't think he was very good last year. And, you know, he makes a play on Sunday, and then, of course, the next play, he jumps offside. And then, of course, later on, he had a roughing the passer as well. I mean, they need this guy to be a player. What about this kid, Quinnen Williams?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely talented kid. I mean, he's definitely he's got what it takes. You know, I feel like he did show a lot of upside last year at times, and I think he's definitely going to be solid for us. And he just got to keep on coming on. I mean, I definitely see what he can bring to the table, and he's definitely a great player. You know, he just got to keep on pushing. I feel like he's going to be good for us. Sunday just wasn't our day. It wasn't our day at all, man. I mean, Jet fans and myself included, you know, everybody, we expected a whole lot from everybody, and we just didn't get it at all. Just did not get it.
Well, change it on this Sunday.
You know what, Avery? We got it all right. Let me tell you. We got it.
Yeah, in a different way. That's funny.
Yeah, we need to change it. Definitely.
We'll get on the field Sunday.
You're right, Avery. You sure you're going to be out there Sunday?
I'm going to be out there, man.
All right.
Be out there. I'm on my film study now.
All right, beautiful.
God knows they need you, Avery. Make some plays out there. Go force it. Go hit Jimmy Garoppolo a few times, will you?
I got you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Avery.
Right, see you, Avery.
Hi, y'all.
Avery Williamson of the Jets. Sunday, he
Poor
will
Avery.
Be out there against the Niners.
Poor Avery. I feel bad for Avery in a way.
Why do you feel bad for him?
Because I can't really beat him up. He didn't play last week.
No, we can't kill him. No, he didn't do anything wrong. You know, we can tell him about the guys who did fail. Lungy missing 18 tackles.
Tell me about the guys that didn't. Marcus May.
Hey, Marcus May was tremendous, man.
He was good.
You know, you're looking for positives out of a loss, Marcus May, baby.
The kicker, Ficken, made his field goal. You know,
and the punter, Braden May.
Yeah, the punter was good.
That was the other one.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.